Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Social Media Surgery with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope you've all had a fantastic week and I'm going to answer the number one question today that I get asked by pretty much everybody who I speak to regarding social media. Now that number one question is, what shall I post? So today I am going to give you 25 ideas to kickstart your content on social media. Now, in a half hour show, this is going to be tough to get all the way through them and give you a full explanation. So I'm not going to be able to do that, but I am going to be able to give you the headlines and give you some ideas of what to start sharing with your audience. Now, this will provide value. This will help you in terms of content generation and keep your customers informed. So let's take it away. Now, as I said, today's show is all about giving you 25 ideas to kickstart your content on social media. Now, there's loads and loads more, and as I said also in the beginning, it's only a half-hour show, so I'm going to have to whiz through them and spend literally about a minute or so on each topic. But it's going to give you a flavour of what to do, what to post, and also when to post it. The main thing with any content on social media is it's got to provide value for your audience. So please keep that in mind. If you share a picture, you've got to make sure it's relevant to who's looking at it. And that might be different on LinkedIn to what it is on Facebook, might be different to on Twitter than it is on Instagram. So you've got to mold your message all the time to your audience. So with that in mind, 25 ideas to kickstart your content on social media begins with website links. Now, the main one that I would recommend for website links is pages on your website, and probably the main one is going to be your homepage. Now, the reason I say that is because most of the time, people's items, services, products are going to be on their website, and you can use your social media to drive footfall to your website. Sounds easy, but all you need to do is craft a message at different times, in different ways, to drive traffic to that said site. Other pages that you can do on your website could be frequently asked questions. It could be videos on your website. It could be your blog page. It could be a media section. It could be a video section. It could be a via section. It could be a contact us section. And to be fair, at different times of the year, it'll probably be a mixture of every one of those. But make sure that if you are posting a website link on social media, it will display the website link one or two ways. Either display it as a blue text with nothing below it, or it will generate a hyperlink. Now, hyperlink normally replaces the blue text and it looks so much better and it's a bit more eye-catching, takes up more screen size. So actually, if it creates a hyperlink, brilliant. If it doesn't, why don't you put a photo or picture in there instead? It takes up the same amount of space, but it means that people will spend more time looking at it, and which is going to be better for the Facebook algorithm, and more people will see your post. So if you're going to put any website links on your social media, please, please, please check out the hyperlink. If not, put a picture on there. The other thing you can do with links, and there's loads more you can do, is link other people's articles that you've seen that you liked. Now remember that golden rule number one, it's got to provide value for your audience. So if you find someone else's article which is absolutely fantastic, or it gives you an insight into a field that actually you know your audience is going to value, or actually it's just a funny article or funny picture, share it with your audience, but make sure that when you share it, it is valuable to them. What that does is twofold. It gives a bit more credence and authority to the person who wrote it, but also your audience knows that you're willing to share other people's content, so they're more likely to engage with you. It's a great double whammy. You can also put a website link to your other platforms that you're on, such as Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, blogs, podcasts, whatever it will be. Now, if the chances are, if someone's actually following you on Facebook and they love your content, and they're also on Twitter and Instagram, they might not know you're on there. So it's a really good idea just to tell them in a post saying, if you like this, please follow me on this platform, and then the link to make it as easy as possible to that platform. Dead simple, but it's a great way of increasing your following across all platforms. And actually, if you're tweaking your messages so it's different across the platforms, your end user, your audience are going to love you for it. So do post links to your other platforms that you're on. Now, if you have got a blog, or if you haven't got a blog but you're on LinkedIn and you produce articles, put in your Facebook and your Twitter the links to LinkedIn articles that you want to share. Now, LinkedIn is a free service to post articles, so you don't have to pay. So it's a good idea, if you haven't got a blog and you've got a LinkedIn page, start posting articles on a regular basis. It helps with your LinkedIn algorithm and posts, but also you can share it on Facebook and Twitter, which is damn cool as well. So do post those if you do post any articles on LinkedIn. Now, I'll go into the subject a little bit further in a later show, but please put out, or another idea is to create a newsletter, or if you've got a newsletter, put a link so people can sign up dead quickly for that newsletter on that particular page. Dead simple, but a link to a newsletter with saying, we would love to share some more really cool information, so please follow us and sign up to our newsletter. With a newsletter, I'm going to go into loads of other tips later on in a later show, but as an idea to kickstart your social media, if you have got a newsletter, put the link out there. You'll be surprised how many people are probably following your social media but not actually following your newsletter. And a more engaged audience on your newsletter will create a more engaged audience on social media. So put that link out there. Also, if you've got a really cool Instagram pictures, you can auto post them onto Facebook and Twitter. Word of warning, do it onto Facebook. It should be okay in terms of the algorithm and the actual post. But do it onto Twitter and you'll only get the first line of the title or description and then a link to the Instagram picture. So don't really do it on Twitter, but you can do it on Facebook. Easy way of creating content that you don't have to worry about. Also, I forgot to mention, if you've got a newsletter and you've got past articles or sections or chapters or past ones that you've sent out to your audience, put posts on your social media to link those in. So if they have missed one, they can read an old one and then they're more likely to sign up for the next one. So really good idea. And last but not least, in terms of links, you've got link to other people in your network. So for instance, if I've just started working with a really cool design company and I want to share that message, I could put a post out on social media about, you know, I've just started working with this person, they're really good and they're really helping my business go forward. Please check them out or follow them as well because they're golden. You know, something like that will give so much credence to them, shows that you're a really nice person, which is going to engage your audience more, and it's an easy way of creating content. So just quickly on links, I'll just run through them again before we move on to the next section. You've got pages on your website, links to other people's articles that you like, links to blogs, podcasts, YouTube channel, and other sections, that, other platforms that you're operating on, LinkedIn articles that you want to share, links to newsletters to send out, links to Instagram pictures, links to newsletter sign-up page, plus also past newsletters that you've sent out, links to other people in your network, and also don't forget links to your blog. Blogs are a great way of increasing traffic and driving traffic to your website. So if your blog isn't on your website but you want it to, check it out. Check out your web developer and just say to them, we want it on there, because it's a great way of driving traffic to a website. And once they're on the website, they're more likely to look at something else. So that's just some quick fire ways to use links to create content for your social media. When we come back, we're going to be talking about pictures and videos.
Radio Warwickshire.
Okay, so you've just heard how you can use website links to create social media content. How about videos and pictures? Now again, this could be a whole complete show, but here are just a few quick fire ideas to help you do that. So, you might see them, they're called memes, and that's basically pictures with different quotes on. Now, I would recommend anyone to make their own memes, and you can do that using quite a few different apps, but WordSwag is an easy one, where you can pick and choose different topics, and then create text over the top of them, so therefore you're sending out your message. So one way you could do it is you could release one of these per month. So all you need to do is create 12 to 15, and then you can post them out at different times. And make sure that they're relevant to your industry, make sure they're relevant to your business, and they make sense. So I wouldn't really be talking about accounts, or I wouldn't really be talking about design, but I could be talking about changing the road you go down. I could be talking about planning. I could be talking about strategy. I could be talking about getting other people to supply you with information, or who do you need to support you to take your level, to take your business to the next level. All of those things I could do myself, but in your business it could be different. But pictures with quotes on, which are relevant to your industry, are fantastic. Now the other way you can do it is when you're out and about on location, take pictures. People are nosy. Even today, when I'm recording this show, I went to get my beard cut. So the relevance of that to my business is pretty much cack all. But considering that I run a local networking event in Leamington, and I went to Leamington Hairdressers to do it, I took a before and after picture outside this place. And I know that two people with beers have now come to me since then and asked me where this place was because of my before and after picture. So it's a dead simple way of creating content. For me, that was relevant to my business. You just need to find a way of using pictures to be yours. Easy way of doing it is if you're in an office and you're stuck for content, take pictures of each of the members of staff or take a group picture. Dead easy, really good fun. Have a bit of fun with your staff to do that, and that could be a way of doing it. But pictures on location or pictures of your staff, great way of doing it. Also, if you're a designer or you make a product please take a photo of the picture and stockpile them so you've got examples of past work. Then, once you've got those examples, you can post them on social media. It's not complicated, but you want to show off your work. So if you've got pictures of your work, please do it. And that goes for artists too. If you're producing something and you can show it being made in stages, that's golden and people are nosing, they want to see that. So doing a drawing set of photos or drawing set of video, that's good. So please, please, please do it. So just to recap on photos, you've got on location, you've got your office, you've got your staff, you've got a before and after, you've got your products, if you've got before, during, and then after as well. And also please use past examples. And don't forget, you can also make pictures and put text over top of them, which will be relevant to your industry. Now with videos, this opens up the whole new different ball game. And again, this is a whole 30-minute show just in itself. But you can do daily videos, weekly videos. You can do them anywhere you want on location. You can do them walking down the street with your daily thoughts. Whatever you want to do in terms of video, just make sure, again, it provides value to your audience. If you do that, you're absolutely golden. Absolutely perfect. But please, if you are scared of doing video, just try one. Try a couple. And you don't have to post them. So if you don't like them, don't post it. But I would say doing regular videos until you're really comfortable doing it is going to be a godsend when video becomes a much greater part of social media. And in 2018, 19 and 20, it's only going to get bigger. So please, if you aren't doing video in your business, do video. Now, similar topics you can use to do videos I'll discuss in a later show, but just think about top tips, think about interviews between two people, think about a product reveal as just three ways of implementing video in your business. You've also got Facebook Live, you've got Periscope and other live streaming services that are out there. Now, if you don't know what they are, all it is you talking into your computer or your phone or your tablet, just like you would do for a video, but people are watching. and it's really good. It's a really easy way of increasing engagement and making sure that you are talking to your audience and they are reciprocating by giving you feedback. Beauty of Facebook Live is that it stays on your timeline as well. So therefore, if they missed the original showing, you can quite happily then go back and they can watch it, which is great. So you might only get 50 to 100 people watching the live program, but actually then afterwards, a couple of hundred might do that. So that's some real quick fire ways to use blogging. So using Facebook Live, Periscope, and other live streaming video services to give you content for your social media. You could also do a pre-show in terms of a quick video or quick picture beforehand. That's a dead easy way again to be able to do that. So that's some really cool ways to use video and pictures in your social media.
Radio Warwickshire.
Okay, so we've covered website links, we've covered pictures and videos. Let's have a look at sharing some of your favourite stuff. Now, social media, remember, is social. So you don't have to keep thinking about what should I post in terms of my business. Sometimes it's nice just to let it go and post something just for the sake of liking it. It might sound strange, but actually people will buy you just as a person rather than a sales entity. And actually, that gives you a bit of personality. It makes sure that you're engaged with your audience, and actually, as long as it provides value to your audience, they'll appreciate it. So, some of the things that you can share are blogs and podcasts that you like. So, for instance, if I listen to a really cool podcast and it gives me really cool ideas, I want to share that with my people, because actually, if I don't, I'm holding back a resource that I love and I'm not sharing it. I don't want to do that. So, with blogs, podcasts, and even YouTube videos, I always share these because I think if it provides content for me and it provides a thought-provoking reaction, do you know what? Someone else might have the same reaction. If it helps them, why wouldn't I share them? So blogs, podcasts that you like, love doing it. Same goes with articles. So articles in papers, shop windows, anything that I think would provide content, I would love to do that. And that includes, as I said, YouTube channels as well, and also songs. You know, people love to hear what your most embarrassing song that you like is, and I will share mine at the end of the show, by the way. So don't think I'm going to get away with it. I will let you know what my favourite embarrassing song is right at the end. So keep listening. In another 13 minutes, you will hear it. Now, it's really important when you're sharing these, don't do it all the time, do it sporadically, but this shows, first of all, you've got a bit of personality, so you are a person, not just a machine. Also, it gives people context into where you're coming from, so if a particular song has shaped you growing up, that's important for people to know, because they'll relate to that, and they'll share theirs with you, which again is going to help the Know, Like, Trust circle. So sharing your favourite different stuff is really cool. That's a great way of you increasing your engagement whilst also creating content for your business. Now, I'm going to give you now four different blogging ideas, because blogs, again, completely different show, but in terms of ideas, a lot of people get stuck just on the starting point. They know they want to blog, they know how to blog, they just don't know what to blog about. So, some of the stuff that I would say to you to blog about are the dead simple stuff. If you think of any events you've been to, blog about your previous experiences. So think of a last show, last networking event you've been to, and just write about it. Who did you meet? What did you do? What did you hear? What seminars did you attend? What did you exhibit? And is there a next one coming up? Dead simple way of doing it, but basically make sure there's a beginning, middle, and end. Catch your blog title, job done. And that's just on one section, that's review on previous events. You can also, and this is a great one for building authority, you can give top tips on your industry related items. So for instance, if I was in cybersecurity now or web developing, I would be talking about GDPR so much, because many people know about it, but not many people are specialised in it. So I would make sure that if I was in that industry, I'd be talking about GDPR all the time and making me the go-to person for that particular section. So blogging about it is great, podcasting is about it great, but make sure that if you are writing it, general tips, make sure it's all spell checked, make sure it all works out on the page. It's the right kind of length, doesn't bore people, headlines are good, and there's good valuable content. So tips on industry related items are golden. Also, a dead easy one, because you know this more than anyone, is you can answer questions that you get asked all the time. So when I was thinking about doing blogs and doing these shows, this 25 ideas to spice up your social media or to create content on your social media has been a blog. It's pretty much formed a lot of content I've shared, because this is all stuff I get asked all the time. So writing about questions you get asked, first of all, helps you form ideas about what to say to people and how to talk to people, but it also means that you don't have to worry about keep saying the same thing. You can send them an article, or they can check out the website. Such an easy way of doing it, but make sure that you're using it and providing value for it. And equally, if you think about the first point that I said about the blogging ideas, about the reviews on previous events, tell people where you are. Share ideas of where you want to be in terms of events for the following year. If you've got an exhibit that you want to promote, put that into a blog. You can then share that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those really cool platforms. Hey, you could always do a video and a picture there. And if you're at an event, there's so many ways you can promote that. And again, that's a separate show. But do a video to tell people that you're going to be there. When you're there, set up your stand, take a selfie with it, show your products really close up. That's two pieces of content there straight away. Then do a Facebook Live while you're there. Talk to a few people, get some video testimonials, and straight away you've got a whole day of content from one place. And you've got all those assets to use next time. So that is loads of really cool ways of blogging ideas that you can do. Plus also, I'll be talking about events in a lot more detail in one of the shows in a couple of weeks when we're closer to Christmas and people are going to be exhibiting more. Next up is going to be loads of other cool ideas that you can use on social media. And we've got 8 minutes left. Time for a quick advert.
Hi guys, I'm just here to tell you about our amazing event that we have coming up at Leamington Spa Town Hall. It's on the 4th of November and it will run from 1 p.m. till 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's our Networking Mummies Christmas Fair. We've put it together as a showcase for all the incredible products and services that the Networking Mummies offer. So if you come along, you'll be able to see at least 30 stalls. There'll be performances on stage from Stagecoach, Theatre Train and Rhythm Time, and you'll be able to buy food, drinks, Christmassy type things to eat, and then you'll be able to buy all sorts of gifts for all the family. Just an amazing selection of different products that you can buy for them. So do come along. It's going to be an absolutely amazing afternoon at the Town Hall, and that's on the 4th of November from 1 till 3:30. Really looking forward to seeing you there. Bye.
So we have covered over 25 ideas already, but I've got 5 minutes more, so let's get cracking with a few more. Just before I do, I just want to quickly review what we've gone over. So we spoke about website links, about different pages on your website, links to other people's articles that you like, links to follow you on different platforms like blogs, podcasts, YouTube channels, LinkedIn articles that you want to share, links to newsletters that you want to send out, and past examples, links to Instagram photos, your newsletter sign-up page. You've got pictures with quotes on, you've got daily or weekly videos, you've got Facebook Live, Periscope, you've got staff location pictures, you've got blogs where you've got your favourite ones, you've got your podcasts that you like, your articles that you like, your songs that you like, loads of blogging ideas we went through. Wow, now onto some other cool ideas, which some people do, some people don't. But this is where the icing really kind of comes out. Now, on Facebook and on Twitter, you can create polls, which are both great for engagement and also great for providing content and feedback. So if you've got a choice between two things or three things that you can't decide what to do, throw it out to your audience. Pull a poll together. It's great for engagement. People can vote for it. You can set what timescale that's at. Do it. Do it. It's so easy. Also, use networking events as a chance to follow different people at... So if you've met someone at a networking event, follow them and start talking to them on social media. The main conversational driving, where the magic's going to happen, is when you meet someone and you take an interest and you love their stuff and you share it. So please, if you met someone at networking, follow them on social media, check them out on Facebook and Twitter, and that's a really, really easy way to gain a following, but also to get engaged people. Also, if someone's followed you, if someone signed up to your newsletter, if someone signed into a workshop or promoted something of yours, tell them thank you very much. It's a real powerful thing to show a bit of gratitude and tell people that you love their stuff. Will go a lot more, a lot longer, a lot further down the way rather than just sell. Talk to people is so much more important than just post. So if you're ever stuck, just strike up a conversation with someone and you can't go wrong. Also, you can ask your followers what they would like to see, what workshops they'd like to see, what content in the blog should they like to see. Have they got any articles or interests or questions for you that you can answer? It's all simple stuff, but have that conversation. Engage with your audience and then they'll be engaged with you. That's the big thing. You want to create value. You want to create information. You want to answer any questions they have. So if you've got a tool, like a poll, like a question, that you can ask your members, do it on social media. Trust me, it works. You can also, as I mentioned, follow you on different social media. So I covered that with the blogs, podcast, YouTube, but also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat. All of these are really good for you. And if I follow you on one, get them to follow you on another as well. Also, tell people where you're going to be. You can use LinkedIn as a diary if you wanted to, or if you've got a spare 15 minutes or half hour in between meetings, tell people that you're going to be available for coffee and they can meet you up there. If they don't know you're around, they can't meet you. So by using social media to communicate where you're going to be, or if you've got an afternoon free, let's say in a town 50 miles from your home, and you want to cover that time with someone in particular, do it and tell people about it on social media. It's not hard. Not many people do it, but it's a great way of making your productivity last longer and for you to be more accessible to people when it is best for you. Also, in the same respect, if you've had an absolutely cracking meeting, tell people where you're going to be. If you've had a cracking meeting, just let people know that you have had a brilliant meeting. Take a selfie with the person, completely acceptable in the business sense, and post it out. Really cool, great way of doing it. And last but not least, gifts. Now, gifts are little, really short kind of videos, 2 to 4 seconds long, which loops around and around. And they are a great, great way of engaging people, especially on Twitter, because on Twitter, it moves so, so quickly that actually your message can get bogged down. So that is it. I have gone through more than 25 ways to kickstart your content on social media. I don't know about you, but I'm knackered. I fitted in a lot of content in there, and I do apologise if I whistled through them. If you get stuck, give me a shout. My name's Gary from Nemington Hour, and I'm here to help you develop your communication skills on social media. Now, I've given you 25 ways to kickstart your content, but this is show number 5, and there's 4 other shows dedicated to social media that you can listen to. So check us out on Radio Warwickshire every Monday at 10 o'clock for new shows, and check out our audio boom for any old shows. Have a great week, everyone, and I really hope to see you posting stuff on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and hope this show's helped. Take care. Radio Warwickshire.
Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire.